Warm 101.3, it's the after show. You found us at warm1013.com. Now, share us with your friends on all your different social things. Where do you want to start?
Why I blame you.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good place to start, isn't it?
I love it. Why do you blame me for what?
I blame you for my eyesight problems.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because you used to say, oh, I was late to the game having to get glasses. I was like 48, 47.
I was 47. My 47th birthday.
So my whole goal was to not have to wear them until at least 48.
Because you wanted to beat me.
Because I wanted to beat you because I have to win, right?
Right, of course. Because you know why? If you're not first.
You're last.
All right, so. So
I've been denying that I needed them. So recently, I'm now 48. So, I mean, I did win. But the more you wear those glasses, the more you need those glasses.
I disagree with that. I
think everything is getting blurrier.
Right. Your eyes are getting worse because you're getting older.
No, I just blame you. I should never have worn the glasses.
All right, take them off then. Don't bother with them.
Fine.
All right.
I'm not going to wear them anymore.
Fine. I don't care.
I won't be able to read anything, but that's fine.
I know.
How does that just change?
What strength are you at?
One. Okay. It's nothing.
I'm at 2.5. So.
Yeah.
But I have to make an appointment for my regular eyesight. I haven't had one in like 5 years, but... I know there's no problem. I can see forever. I just can't see 14 inches in front of me.
Right.
Okay.
Herein lies the problem.
Exactly. So.
So I blame you, though.
That's my fault.
Now everything's going to be blurry because of you. Because you told me about needing glasses.
Well, Chris, that's how it works in life.
Nah,
you get older, you need
it.
Stuff. All right?
I just think it's funny because I was in denial for a while. And I know you were, too.
Well, I didn't even think about it. That was the funny thing. Mm-hmm. And then my wife gave me a watch for my 47th birthday, and I put the watch on, and I said, honey, there's something wrong with this watch. She said, nope.
It's your eyes. And I've heard this story so much, I've been in denial, like trying to like, nope, not going to happen to me. Nope, I'm fine.
Happens to everybody.
Yep, it does.
So here's some Father's Day quotes that I think are important.
Oh, okay.
And this is one that Tim Russert. Remember Tim Russert from NBC? He was the...
He was
from Buffalo. He was a nice guy. I actually met him at an airport once and talked to him for a couple seconds. He passed away very early of a heart attack. Nice guy. He said, the older I get, the smarter my father seems to get. I remember that. I remember thinking about that. I just hope that my kids think the same thing.
Right.
I think I've won my daughter over. I really think I won my daughter over.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because she and my wife have been talking about Father's Day alone for the last couple of days, and she never did that. So.
Oh, she used to talk to you about Mother's Day alone, but not Father's Day. Okay.
Steve Martin has a good one. A father carries pictures of where his money used to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just take it all.
I know.
My dad still carries a money clip.
Does he
really?
He
doesn't even carry a wallet. Just a money clip. And it's always cash. I don't even know if he has a bank. I think he goes and cashes his. Yeah, I think he cashes his checks and keeps it on him. Because whenever we go to the casino, he just whips out this money clip, and I feel like it's his whole paycheck.
This is weird. I have two favorite quotes for fathers. The greatest thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. I love that one. Yeah, and what do you think? That's nice.
Good
listen
one.
To this. A man never stands as tall as when he kneels to help a child.
That's pulls on your heartstrings.
It does. All right, so there's a thing going around the internet. Remember the blue dress, green dress, whatever it was?
Yeah, what do you see?
Yeah, and then there's Yanni and Laurel. Remember that one?
There was a new one.
This one is people chanting at a soccer game.
And you have to figure out what they're saying?
So, sounds like they're saying... Bart Simpson bouncing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Or are they saying lactates in pharmacy?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I think that's what they said.
Or are they saying that isn't mercy?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
That is embarrassing.
All right. Or let's try I'm chasing Martian.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I'm still getting Bart
Simpson. That is embarrassing.
But what they're really saying, it turns out, is something they say at soccer games, football games in Great Britain, is that is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Okay, I get it.
And that turns out what they're actually saying.
That's honestly, that's what they're saying.
I still think it's Bart Simpson bouncing. It's
well, like, I hear that too.
Yeah, so.
Everything you say, I hear after you say it.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
You hear what you want to hear.
You do. It's very strange.
It's crazy.
What I didn't want to hear yesterday, when I had to go to Spencerport for a football meeting for the parents, was a text from my husband that said, "Oh, Nate just hit another home run." Really? Now I'm going to be the mom, because there is a mom within our group who, whenever she comes, her kid doesn't hit a home run. Whenever she doesn't come,
right,
he hits a home run.
See, that's how it is with me and my Yankees.
I don't want it to be me.
I know.
Like the curse is now passed to me. Now everyone's going to be like, you need to leave.
Right.
That's not happening.
That's why I can't watch the Yankees anymore. Every time I watch, they lose. When I don't watch, they hit home runs and win. So I know exactly how I feel.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally the same.
It's exactly the same.
They're all your children.
Exactly.
Is that, are you the father of these people? Like, I missed it.
I feel like I should be.
So I was just like, seriously? I was glad he hit one.
Yeah.
And I showed you the video.
Yeah, it was nice.
A good home
impressive
run.
Impressive home run.
Especially when there's no fence.
You should count. I hope you counting all of these and what number he's at. You should really do
we
that.
We talked about that you last should. Night. Because Jason goes, do you even know how many he's got? And I don't. It's between 15 and 20.
Okay. Do you have all of
this
them?
This season.
I'm talking his whole life.
Oh, no, they're not on video.
Bad. That's too bad. Because you start counting them now because he's probably going to end up in the majors. And you know, home runs obviously are still a thing. People love home runs.
Yeah.
And if he can hit over, you know, 755, he's going to win it. But it's like, I bet you between, if he had, say he does end up in playing sports for a living, right?
Yeah.
Between minor leagues and major leagues.
Yeah, that's true. You know, in college, awesome. You should add it up.
I know,
right?
Should add it all up.
Do they go to college for baseball?
You can. A lot of people go to college. What happens is, this is interesting. What happens is, if you get drafted by a team, you got a couple of choices a lot of times. They'll give you money to go to college.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if they pay the whole thing, but they give you money to go to college. And then you play, and then once you're out of college, you're owned by that team until they use you or lose you.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of guys say, no, I don't want to go to college. I'll just go into your minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it
depends. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. It's a decision that kids have to make and their parents have to make.
It is a decision you have to make, and that's a tough one.
My feeling is you can always go back to college.
See, that's
I'll tell you
true.
What. If a team gives you, you know, a signing bonus, okay,
yeah.
Sometimes they're like $1 million.
Yeah,
okay?
You're right.
Put that in the bank and don't touch it.
Yep.
All right. Try to make the team. If you don't, you flunk out or whatever. You know, can't,
then go to college.
Then you got $1 million in the bank to go to college with, or $1 million in the bank to just live off.
Right.
I wouldn't touch. I'd leave that million in the bank for 40 years.
Oh, seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, that's Tony's financial advice, which, you know, a lot of people have been following.
All Nate heard was, Tony said I don't have to go to college.
Tony said school sucks.
Tony said don't go to college. You said Tony was a really smart man, I'm listening to Tony. That's what my kid will say.
That's right. Well, tell him I went to college.
There you go.
There you go. And I knew I was going to do this for a living, and I knew you didn't need to go to college, but I wanted to go to college.
Right, same here.
I always felt... You need to be real well. You got to learn. You got to know stuff. You know.
Yep. So. I agree.
And I graduated cum laude.
So did I. Shocker.
Cum very loudly.
And I got an award.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What was your award?
Broadcasting Student of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Of the graduation.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He made it for me because I was special. He goes, I got to give you an award for something, and I'm like, okay. It's like. That's my only award, so I'm really proud of it.
I don't think I've ever gotten an award for anything.
That's what my sister, we were talking about that because of Nate's award last night.
I never seek them. I never apply for
them. No, me either.
You know, my awards, I get to live pretty good, so, you know, I'm happy about that.
So it was funny because my niece, she gets a ton of awards too, so we were talking. I'm like, I never got any awards. Like, I didn't get any awards except, I go, oh, I did get that award. That was a pretty big award. At my graduation, but other than that, like, I didn't get awards all the time, and then my kid gets an award last night, and then my niece gets all these awards all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that they're recognizing, you know, the right people.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was not that.
You weren't the right people. All right people. Spread this word around. We need people to listen to our podcast. Why? Because we're egomaniacs. That's the only reason.
Well, you are.
That's right.
I'm really not.
You're not. I know. See you on the radio.